One positive aspect of the current global situation is that the whole world is now discussing Islam. People are more willing to understand the religion. This is therefore an ideal opportunity to promote and propagate Islam, which can be done through proper channels and by practical example through one's behavior. At the same time, Muslims must try to dispel and allay fears and misconceptions about the religion, especially in the West. But these challenges cannot be allayed in the absence of proper guidance by Muslim leaders and scholars. According to Professor John Vole of Georgetown University, most Islamic opinions and rulings or fatwas deal with issues faced by Muslims in their daily life, such as the customs of marriage, financial affairs, or moral and political questions. They are issued in response to questions by ordinary Muslims and go unnoticed by those not concerned, while the much smaller number of fatwas issued on controversial subjects such as war sometimes get wide coverage in the media because of their political content.
If, for example, you want to be a political participant in your society, if you want to run for office or something like that, you can do proper searches and you can find some mufti who will give you a fatwa saying you should go ahead and do it. It's your obligation to do it.
Professor Vole also compares fatwas issued in the West to those in Muslim nations.
One of the major differences between people giving fatwas who are in the West as opposed to Muslim-majority societies is in terms of the subject matter. The major difference is that you get much more emphasis on issues of pluralism and diversity, because those are the problems that Muslim believers have.
According to Professor Vole, a new trend, that of religious leaders broadcasting their views, will take over as a main source of religious guidance. This, Vole says, is due to advances of technology in facilitating fatwas to Muslims around the world.
At the present time, the electronically available body of fatwas means that people who are living in non-Muslim majority societies, people who are living in Western Europe, people who are living in the United States, have the same kind of access, ready access to fatwas, that used to be available only if you were living in a major urban center like Cairo or Damascus.
This clearly translates into the fact that with the advancement of technology, fatwas issued by religious leaders and councils must also be equally modern. They must keep up with the times as things are more complex now due to modern technology. Marjanasi, Press TV, Washington.